Okay, we'll say hope all is good. Today's daf is Ksuvas daf Yud Tes. We're here at the bottom of Yud Ches on Beis. What is that, like seven lines up, six lines up, Tanur Rabbanan. And we, if you remember from the Mishnah yesterday, we had said that again, if you're going to try and be Mekayim the Ashtar, if you're going to try and establish a star's veracity and legitimacy through Edim, so if the Edim say, yeah, that's us who signed the star, but we were forced, we were Ketana, we were apostle at the time, so the Mishnah said, Arei Elu Ne'amonim, right, that they're believed. So Tana Rabbanan, right, Ein Ne'amonim the post of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, no, I disagree, right, that we do not believe these types of Edim. That's what she says, Arei Shet Masnisa Polik, right, the Rabbi Meir is arguing on the first line of the Mishnah, and obviously that's our Mishnah, right? They say that they are believed. The Gemara says, "Bishlam on the Rabbanan kitamayu shepesha asher repesha hitir." But I understand the shita of the Rabbanan is very pasha, right? Pesha asher repesha hitir. That's what we've been talking about, right, in this parak, right? Since they're believed to say, "Yeah, it was our signature," but right, that's the whole thing we've been saying, right? Yes, your father owned this field, but I bought it for him, right? That's the whole thing we've been discussing. That's why they're believed. El Rabbi Meir in my time, so why does Rabbi Meir say they're not believed? So Gemara says, Bishlama psuli edus. Meaning there are a couple of options there, right? They're in the Mishnah, right? What is the claim? So the Gemara says, I understand if it's psuli edus because ma'alva gufe, right? Right, that, because that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that the malva, the guy borrowing the money, would be the guy lending the money would get a star with lousy edim. No way, impossible. So we're not going to believe them. Ketanim nami, right? And also, would the lender really get a star with ketanim? That doesn't make any sense. Right? The ratio of mid luggage to ratio. The Amar is Lagish, right? Chazaka in Edim Chosma al Shtar, Elim Kein Nasa Begadol. Right? Again, obviously, most Shtaros, right? The Chazaka is that these are real, actual Edim. Right? It doesn't make sense that a guy lending money would use bad Edim. So that doesn't make any sense. Ella, Anusim, my time. But what's the problem? Why don't we say that when we say we were forced to sign this Shtar, right, why are they not believed the concept of the mayor? Right? Again, the Chaim seemed pretty logical. Pesha also. Amar of Chista says something pretty unbelievable. The Gemara rejects it immediately. It says because of Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir's shita is Edim. If you have Edim Shamru Lahem, that if they said to these Edim Chismu Sheker Val Tehargu. Meaning that basically they said if you sign chismu sheker, if you sign on this shtar falsely, meaning that if you lie and sign on the shtar, then we won't kill you. But yehargu vayichasmu b'shtar, because they should have taken the bullet, right, and not signed falsely, right, on this shtar, right. Basically, because Rivera holds that these people did something inappropriate, the Edom did something inappropriate, they should have taken the bullet rather than sign on the shtar. Falsely. So Amar Rav, Rav says, "Hashta ilu also the kaman al lamluche amrina zil chosma." Right? If they had come and asked the shayla, if they would have been like, "All right, time out, travel to the Beis Din, ask a shayla, what should we do?" Okay, then what would we say? We would say, "Yeah, sign the star. Don't take a bullet. Don't get killed." Right? What are you talking about? Why in the world did you get killed over signing on a false star? Demamar in the chadaver shalomim mifnei b'kuch nefesh ella avodas kochavim gilei raya shvikas damim belvad. The big three. Right? What do you mean? The only things that you should have to give your life for are the big three: avodas zara, gilei raya, and murder. So Gemara and hashtu the chasmo aminu lu amai chasimu. Now you're going to tell me that they signed. You're going to say, "Why did you sign? You made yourself a rasha. What are you talking about?" No, what are you talking about? What kind of shita is this? And obviously, the Rishonim have to go figure out what the Havmin was. But okay, fine. Ella, rather, time with Rabbi Meir, could Rabbi Huna Marav? Really? No. Rabbi Meir's shita is like Rabbi Huna Marav. Then Rabbi Huna Marav, modu b'shtar shekasu ein tzarech lekaimo. That if the lova is moda, that the shtar is actually was written by him, that he set it up, and that someone wrote him a shtar, then you don't actually have to be mekayim it with Edim. So since you don't need the Edim to be mekayim it, so that's like the case before, where we knew it was the father's field, and then the guy says, "Well, I bought it from him." Well, that's not a pesha asher, a pesha yitir at all, because we have the information already. We know that these are the witnesses, or that the shtar is valid, or the shtar is legit. So there's no pesha also no pesha either, because we assume that the shtar is legit even without the edus, the edim testimony. Okay, gufa. Let's go back to what we just said. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Modi b'shtar shekasu ein tzarich l'kaimo. Right, again, that's if a person admits, if the lover admits that the shtar was written for this purpose, you don't need to actually have it legitimized by edim. So Amar Rav Nachman. And Nachman says, "Gnuva, gnuve lamalcha. Why are you stealing? Meaning, why are you stealing this shita? Right? Why are you not quoting someone else? Right? Isvarach Rabbi Meir, emalach Rabbi Meir. If you're holding like it's Rabbi Meir, right? What meaning? Why did Rav Huna Marav just say it's point blank as if this is the halacha? Right? If you're saying this is within Rabbi, again, we just said it's within Rabbi Meir's shita. So why didn't you mention that? Right? The pashas is." Right. It seems like he was trying to get people to hold like that, right? And if he would have mentioned, it's only Rabbi Meir, but the Chachamim disagreed, so people wouldn't have agreed. So Amar Leizer, he said back to him, "Umar hate his real life. Well, what do you hold?" Meaning, is Rav Nachman. So he said to him, "Amar Leizer, he asked the Kaman Ludina, right? Amrinas lo zilu kaimu l'shtarch shtarichu v'chosu l'dina." So he said, "Yeah, because we hold that if anybody comes for to basin with this without a star that's been legitimized, we say go get your star legitimized and then come back." So we tell him, "Yeah, that you actually do have to get it legitimized." And you can't just show up with the random star. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Amar Shtar Amana who's a Eino Naman. Okay, new topic now. The person says that this was a Shtar Amana. Meaning what a Shtar Amana is, and we're going to see it's an inappropriate Shtar that was written. Basically, this is a Shtar that is written for a loan that's going to happen, right? But it didn't actually happen. Now, the reason you would write this, right, as if you just look at Rashi over here, just to explain the language, Shtar Amana means to trust somebody, right? Emuna bitachon, right? To have emuna, to have trust. So meaning, so the Gemara says, Rashi says, right? Dibur Maskel Shtar Amana, right across, right? Lo lava klum, right? There was no actual loan. Elakosru, but the star was written. Umasru lamalva, it was given to the lender. Sheim mitzarech lelavos yilva. That meaning the guy had it ready in case he needed to lend him money. Meaning the lova, the borrower, needed $1 million. He thought he might need it in the future on cue. Didn't want to wait take the time it would take to write him a shtar. So basically, the malva has a shtar that he lent the borrower $1 million, even though it didn't happen yet. Right? It's like it's almost preparing for that eventuality. Right? The assumption is the guy won't use this shtar and show up in basin and be like, this guy owed me money, right? Until the loan was actually given. Just to finish up, Rashi, and he believed him, right, not to go to Beis Din, right, unless it was actually a loan. So basically, what we're saying is that this is a shtar that for a loan that never happened. So if the edim say this is a shtar amana, this is a shtar that was for a loan that never happened, so then Einon Neman is not believed to say that. But the Gemara says Kedam Raman. The problem is that who is saying this? Who's making this claim? Right. Either way, in three different possibilities, it doesn't make sense. Who's making this claim that we're not going to believe that it's a shtar amana, that it's a shtar though for a loan that never happened? If it's the borrower, well, obviously, right, Kol Kamina, he doesn't have power to do that. He doesn't have koch to do that. Right, meaning that the lender is going to show up and base him with a shtar that he owes him $1 million, and he'll be like, nah, that never happened. What do you mean? No one could lender. If only it was that easy, right? So that the lender should be like, nope, that's not a real shtar. Of course, he's not going to believe him. But if you tell me that it's the lender saying that this was a shtar for a loan that never happened, so Tavol of Bracha, that's nice of him. He's welcome to forgive any loan that he is owed, right? He can say whatever he wants about his shtar, and right, he can invalidate his own shtar. That's okay, sure, go for it. So Elav the Gamar Edim, but if you tell me it's the Edim, problem, that also doesn't work out because of Yadam Yotim Makom Acher. If we know it's there, their signatures from elsewhere, meaning that we know the star is valid. So they're definitely not believed. because right there, it's not a pesha asher, a pesha hetir situation. Right? We know the star is legit, so why they're just coming and testifying after they were already testifying in Beis Din, right? Their signature is as if they testified already in Beis Din. So how do they come afterwards to say, oh, that's a star amana? That's we're not going to believe that. And if we haven't yet verified the shtar yet, and we don't know these are their signatures, so then it's a pesha asher pesha hetir case. Of course we should believe them. So who is saying this, that it's a shtar for a loan that never happened, that is not going to be believed? Right? It doesn't work according to all of those. As Gemara says, three possibilities. Obviously we're going to bring back all three of these possibilities in some way. And say how it could be any one of them. So first, Amar Rava the Kamar Lova. Really, it's the Lova saying that it's a star that alone never happened. Obviously he's not believed. Right, what do you mean? Like, obviously he's not going to believe that. So the Kedir Avuna, like we're saying, like Ravuna, Amar Rav, Mode Vishtar, Shekosvo, Shein Tzarek Lekaimo, that if someone admits, right, that the star is legit, so you don't need to have it legitimized. Meaning that you don't need a. So basically what he's saying is that even when he admits that the star exists, right? But then says that it was a star mana. So that even in that case, you don't need to legitimize the star. Right, that's Rav saying that Rav's Shita is Kiravuna and Rav's Shita is that even if the Lova admits that the Shtar exists but then says it's a Shtar Amana, even in that case, the lender does not need to legitimize the Shtar and he doesn't need to legitimize the Edom either. Amar Abaye Amar, Abaye says, well, the Malvet, really, it's the Malvet. Okay, so wonderful. Like, why wouldn't we believe the Malvet? And why? What's the why? You know, Neman. Like, who cares? Like, what is like? What like? What's he? He's it's his star. If he wants to forgive the loan, he can forgive the loan. Case is no. No, because here he owes money to other people, right? Because Rav Nassan, like Rav Nassan said, the tiny one, the riser, Rav Nassan Omer, minayin lenoshe b'chaveru mone, right? V'chaveru b'chaveru, right? Minayin shematzin mizeh v'nosan lezeh. How do you know that if A owes money to B and B owes money to C, that you can C can collect from A? So that in that case, right? So in that case, where you're trying to get money from C to A, right? If he says, if the B comes and says, if the middle guy says, hey, this is a shtar amana, right, etc. So that to mess up that whole transaction, then he's not believed. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, la'olam tekamer edim. Really, it's a case where the edim say that it's a shtar amana, that it was a note, a shtar that was written for a loan that never happened, right? And really, the shtar has not been legitimized yet, right? I'm on my little hand, so therefore, why don't we say pesha asher pesha yedir? Because Rav Kahana said this shtar is asher. Right, you're not allowed to have this type of star. Right, don't have in your tents in your house. Right, avla, something that's inappropriate, something that'll mess things over. Right, so you're not allowed to do that. If Amar Rav Sheshes, Brother Rav Idi, Shema Miram, Rav Kahana, Edim Shamru Amana, Hayu Devarenu, Einem Onim. Right, and we see from this, right, that if Edim say that this was a shtar amana, we don't believe him, right? Because my time I came into avlahu, right? Avla lo chasme, right? Because it's an inappropriate thing. It's an avla. It's an inappropriate chait almost. And there's no way they would have signed, right, on that type of shtar. They signed on that type of shtar. That's as if they're a shayim, right? In adam meisim atzmo rasha, a person is not believed to make himself. Just testify that he did something inappropriate. You can't sign that type of star. That's not such a type of star. So therefore, right, they're not going to be believed. Right, even in the case, right, even though theoretically we would have said a pesha asher, a pesha hetir, but they're not going to be believed because they're eidah de meisim atzmo rasha, because basically they're testifying that they are rishayim and that they did something inappropriate. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Okay. Just jumping off of that pasuk, we have a couple of things. Also, the adam sheish shtar paru b'sach peso. Similarly, a person can't leave a shtar that was paid in his house. I'm sure if you never alach avla, because you can't have that inappropriate thing in your house. Because again, you could use that to collect unfairly, you could show up back in Beis Din and be like, hey, you never paid me back, look at me, I still have the shtar. Right? Usually when a loan is paid, right, the shtar is given to the borrower, right? So that he has, you know, that's almost like a receipt of his payment, and the lender can no longer go to Beis Din and be like, hey, you didn't pay me yet. So that's, if you still, right, so you're not allowed to keep that in your house. But Ma'arava in Eretz Yisrael, so Mishmid Rav Amrei, they said the name of Rav, Im Oven Be'adecha Harchiku, but if you have a sin in your hand, go away, get away from it. It's a Shtar Mana, Shtar Pasim. That's a Shtar Mana and a Shtar Pasim. A Shtar Pasim is not a Shtar Amana. That's a little bit different. That is a shtar that a person would write so that the guy who gets the shtar presents himself as if he's wealthy. Like, let's say, for example, a guy is going to like a fancy dinner or a fancy, you know, I don't know, some sort of fancy gathering, business retreat or whatever, and he wants to show that he's wealthy so he can produce a shtar of someone owes me $1 million, for example, or whatever. I mean, it's not real. But again, it's also something that guy could use theoretically to collect in Beis Din, even though it's not a real emes. That wasn't really a loan. It wasn't really emes. That's a different type of kind of fake shtar that theoretically could be used to collect in Beis Din inappropriately. So the Gemara says again, based on the Avashkin be'alecha avla zeh shtar paru again, and that pasuk that we quoted before, that's a shtar that's already been paid back. Okay, there's a different psukim referring to different shtaros. So mandamar shtar parua, according to the one who says that pasuk is talking about a shtar parua, that an avla is a loan that's already been paid. So koshikin shtar amana, certainly that would also refer to a shtar for a loan that did not happen yet, because it's also something that's inappropriate that you could theoretically collect with inappropriately. Mandamar shtar amana, but according to the one who says that it's talking about a shtar amana, it's not a shtar parua lo, but it's something a shtar that was paid already, it's not necessarily considered as inappropriate, because this isn't demashile apshite de safra. Because sometimes, right, the lender will keep the shtar for the fee that the sofer gets. Usually they would pay, they would split, or they maybe the, yeah, usually the, either they would split it, or the borrower usually paid for the shtar to be written up. So if he has not yet paid for the shtar, so sometimes the malva, the lender, would keep the shtar, right, just to make sure that the borrower paid the sofer. Okay, fine, save it. Itmar, it was said, sefer she'ino muga. If you have a sefer, Rashi says here that it's, where's that Rashi? It's talking about Tanakh, no? Sefer Torah or Tanakh? I can't find the Rashi. It's up top. It's on four lines down. Right, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, right, Tanakh. If you have a sefer Tanakh, right, that is not good, it's not fixed. So Amar Rabbi Ami, right? Ashlosh Yom Mutar Lashoso, Mikan Ve'ilech, also Lashoso. Right, up until 30 days you can keep it, but after 30 days, it's not so mutar. Right, Mishmashem Avdashkin Be'alech Avlo, shouldn't have this inappropriate thing in your house. Right, meaning again, if you could use it, right, and if you could read it, and it'll teach you something that's wrong, right, or you could, right, if it's a sefer Torah, so, right, if you read it, it's possible, right, you won't be able to say the mitzvah, so you don't want to have that possibility, so you shouldn't keep that, right, in your home. Amar Rav Nachman, Edim Shamru Amana Hayu Devarenu, right, if Edims come and say that we wrote this shtar Amana, right, it wasn't actually a shtar Amana, so, right, again, it wasn't actually, the loan didn't actually happen, so in them on him, right, they are not believed. And similarly, Moda Hayu Devarenu, or if we were forced, meaning that if there was the what's called was that but they were forced, right, and that not that they were forced, but the guy making the shtar, that he was forced into the transaction or whatever, or the loan or whatever it was, then also ain't nemana. They are also not believed. Meaning if they come and testify that, yes, this is our signature on the shtar, but the guy who was selling or lending or whatever was forced into it, that's also, they're not believed. Mar Bar Ravashi, Amar, not exactly. He disagrees slightly. Amana hayu devarenu ain't nemana, but moda hayu devarenu nemana. Right? He disagrees about the amana. Right, he agrees about the amana. I mean, just that for them to say that it was a loan, a shtar for a loan that didn't happen yet, that he's not believed. But for him to say that the guy was forced into it, see, that then they are believed. My time, oh, what's the reason? What's the difference? Because a shtar that the guy's forced into a sale is still mutter to be written. Right, it's still a mutter thing. The shtar is still legit, but a shtar amana, as we said before, is inappropriate. So then he's not believed. Right, they're not believed to say that it was a shtar amana, and that's basically the mesim atzma rasha. Okay, boy mine rava mir of Nachman, rava esrav Nachman tanai hayu dvarenu mahu. What if, right, there was some sort of stipulation that, yeah, we signed the shtar, but there was some sort of tanai, for the sale of the loan or whatever it was. And the Tanai was not, and the implication here is, which is not stated in the Gemara, but the implication is that Tanai was not kayim. The stipulation was not fulfilled. So then what's the din? So the Gemara says, what case are we talking about? What's going on over here? Modav amana what is the reason that a moda and a amana, that the guy was forced into the sale or the loan, or that the loan didn't happen yet, what is the reason that's no good? Well, what is the reason they are not believed to say that the shtar is a moda of amana? Is hainu daima deka akrile the shtara? If a hai namika akrile the shtara? Is it because when their egos uproots and disregards the effectiveness of the shtar, I mean, it basically rips up the shtar, and this is also right. If you tell me that there was a tanai, there's a stipulation attached to the shtar, and it wasn't fulfilled, so then that rips up the shtar. Odoma, or maybe tanai milsa achuzi, or maybe a tanai is something else, right? It's not in the shtar. It's not, or maybe it's not relevant to the shtar. It is relevant. I take it back. Maybe it's not written in the shtar, or maybe it's something else. Maybe it's outside. Maybe the shtar itself and the transaction is legit. It's just that Tanai was something that's outside, right? Something that else that didn't happen. And they're testifying almost like there are two sets of eders. They're testifying about the shtar, and they're testifying about something else. And so maybe that is they will be believed. So Amalei, he said to him, Kiyasu, look at Manodina, Amrino Lu Zilu Kaimu Tanaihu Vachozu Ledina. So Runaka said, but yeah, we believe them. Right, if there's some sort of tanai involved, so we say to the people involved, go do the tanai, right, and then come back. Okay, eid omer tanai, eid omer eno tanai. Let's say one eid said that there was a tanai, there was some sort of stipulation, and one says that there wasn't. Samar of Papa, Papa says, Tarvaya b'shtara mali kamasi. Well, basically both of them are testifying about a legit shtar. And the guy, meaning, what are you doing over here? He basically split up their testimony. Basically, there's two Adam saying that this is a good shtar. There's one guy saying that there was a tanai, and therefore, right, we don't believe it's one guy, right, in the face of two, right? And then once you're faced with one versus two, right, obviously we don't believe one aid as opposed to two Adam. It's masculine. Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Yachi, I feel terrified. Nami. Well, what do you mean? Well, if that's true, meaning that basically we believe that that the Adam signed the star. So even if both of them came and said that there's a tanai, they should also not be believed, because once we're assuming that the Adam signed the star, that the testimony, right, that's their edos, right? Someone who testifies to Bezer can't claim again. Right, Shuvenu Choser Magid. Someone who comes to Beis Din, you have their testimony written there on the shtar. Then they come and claim, oh, by the way, there's a tanai. No, you can't testify twice in Beis Din. Elam Rinans. Rather, no, we say, Hani the Mekers or Daisu Kase. Really, they're coming to get rid of their own edus. Right? Meaning that they're coming to make, they're coming to get rid of their original edus, and we believe them. Right, so Hanami Lemekers who does a guy. So too over here. So therefore, when there's many, that's the case of two Adim. So when there's one aid, that he is also coming to. He's not. We don't view their testimonies as separate, but we view it as one inherent testimony. And therefore, when this one aid comes and says, "Oh, by the way, there's a tanai," that is essentially saying my signature is not legit. So he's coming to uproot his original signature. So, and that's how we view it. And Vilchazak Ravuna, brother of Yeshua, and sure enough, that's halacha, that we do believe that, we do say that this one aid is coming to testify and uproot his original signature, and that there is a tanai, and therefore the lender or whatever it is has to go do the tanai before he can collect on the shtar. Okay, Shkolev Kodor Ravosa, we'll go fight in the Heligashas tomorrow. Yeah, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.